On today's agenda, Bill number one, which is AB 557 by Assemblymember Irwin, is proposed for consent. The first author who has arrived is Assemblymember Wagner on item number two. So, Mr. Wagner, if you don't mind this being heard as a subcommittee, we don't have a quorum yet. We will hear this as a subcommittee.
Certainly no objections, and I appreciate the consideration, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee. Let me begin by first thanking the committee staff for the work that's been done on this bill, and it I'm happy to report we're willing to take the amendments. Happy to do so, and I thank the committee for their work on the bill. Real briefly, this is a bill that we have seen before. It died last year in the Senate Appropriations Committee. We had some late opposition from the Department of Business Oversight. Have spent this year working with the department, and it's my understanding they are on board. And so we are back again with a bill that really helps our small and medium-sized businesses to get access to capital. Right now, the rules are somewhat complicated with respect to securities offerings. What this bill does is define, quote, finders, who are folks that right now are without regulation and right now without any real legal rules controlling how they operate. And what this bill does is provide some certainty, allow them to operate and provide find, hence the term, find capital for our small and medium-sized businesses. I have some witnesses here in support, but do thank the committee for consideration and urge an aye vote.
Yes, my name is Robert Regani. I'm with the California State Bar Corporations Committee, one of the sponsors of the bill. And what I would just like to say, we've been working on this legislation for a while as well with Assemblyman Wagner, and this is legislation that would really help small to mid-sized companies throughout the state, and not just the, sometimes in California, we think about just the Silicon Valley startups, but this would actually help all businesses, everything from the brick and mortar through to Silicon Valley type companies as well. This is a legislation that would help all sides as well as provide additional investor protection as well.
Thank you. Any other witnesses in support? We have no opposition on file. Is there anyone in opposition? Seeing no opposition, any questions or comments from committee members? Seeing none. We don't have a quorum yet. Would you like to close?
Briefly, thank you, thank the committee, thank everybody, all the stakeholders who've come together to make this happen, and appreciate your consideration when you have a full committee here.
Well, and thank you for your persistence in the matter and your expertise in the matter. It's, I think, an important bill. And once the committee gets here, the chair will recommend an aye vote once we have a quorum. Thank you.
All right. Thank you all.
Yeah. Welcome.
Wow. Service.
Mr. Bonta, please come forward. Your timing is impeccable.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senators.
We don't yet have a quorum. If you're willing to have this heard as a subcommittee, we will proceed with the hearing and move to a vote once we have a quorum.
Fantastic. Thank you. Mr. Chair and Senators, today I'm pleased to present AB 816. I first want to thank the Chair and committee staff, thank you, for your work on the amendments to the bill, working with my staff and the sponsors. I'm happy to accept the committee amendments, which are clarifying amendments. Thank you. AB 816 will advance the creation of new small businesses, create jobs, and empower California communities by creating a pathway for worker-owned businesses to incorporate. While the incomes of the top earners have surged since the Great Recession, working people in California still have not recovered. Worker cooperatives not only provide jobs, they rebuild local economies by building the wealth of their members, are locally accountable, and are rooted in the community. Currently, worker-owned businesses in California must incorporate under the Consumer Cooperative Corporations Law. Its provisions are more appropriate for consumer-owned enterprises. This system leads to confusion and raises barriers for businesses trying to form as worker cooperatives. AB 816 provides a clear legal template for the formation of worker-owned businesses by providing a pathway. AB 816 will encourage the creation of new small businesses and jobs throughout the state. I have with me today two witnesses, Tim Hewitt from the Arizmendi Association of Cooperatives and Camille Kerr from the Democracy at Work Institute. Thank you for your consideration, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Bono. Witnesses in support.
Great. My name is Camille Kerr. I'm the Director of Field Building at the Democracy at Work Institute, and I want to just talk to you about how important worker cooperatives are as a wealth-building tool. Thank you for having us here. They allow workers to share in the wealth that they are creating as through their business, and because the wealth is owned by workers locally, it cycles back into the community. So when we see worker cooperatives, we see wealth building that creates resilient local communities that build on that and continue to grow. It also keeps companies here, you know? It keeps companies rooted here. You know, workers don't say, hey, let's outsource our jobs or let's move our company somewhere else. So these businesses are incredible for creating local, important, local strong economies. And municipalities and states throughout the country are starting to recognize this. New York just allocated $2.1 million to worker cooperative development. New York City Council just did that, and Madison, Wisconsin is allocating money to worker cooperative development as well. So you're starting to see this trend of government recognizing that worker cooperatives can change communities, can make them stronger. And what this bill does is it recognizes this form, creates awareness for this form, allows business owners who want to share the wealth, who want to have more people involved in that wealth building, to do so with a form that's specifically for them, not a bill that was created for a different form that they can just couch under. So it recognizes them and lets them incorporate that into their identity, and it makes it easier for them to run. Consumer cooperatives are huge, and so you have to have all these meeting requirements around them and stuff like that. Worker cooperatives are often more closely held, and so the provisions of the bill make it easier for these to run and to move forward. And we're seeing so much excitement right now from the community on these bills. People have asked me already about, you know, can I form under this? And we're like, just wait. We'll see.
Well, thank you. And before we hear from the next witness, we do have a quorum now, so I'll ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Block?
Here.
Block here. Vidak?
Present.
Vidak here. Galgiani?
Here.
Galgiani here. Hall?
Aye.
Here.
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 Yes.
Wesso? Good. Wesso here. Lara? Morrell?
Here.
Morrell here.
That establishes a quorum. What is we have?
Six. Are we doing a quorum or what are we doing?
We were.
So it's bothering me. So I didn't. Was I voting or was I standing?
Take your vote.
For the record, we now have a quorum. We have one bill that's already been heard that we will vote on in a bit. We are in the middle of hearing Mr. Bonta's bill. He has a second witness who will be talking to us about the bill.
Thank you. My association is a business dedicated to creating high-paying jobs through the replication of successful worker co-ops. Our first project has been replicating bakery pizzerias, and we now have six in the Bay Area that employ about 200 people. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says that a baker in California is paid $12.73 on mean wage, and the average one doesn't provide health insurance. Our workers have health insurance, and with patronage, which is profit sharing, make about $40 an hour. These are good-paying, stable jobs that allow them to buy homes and raise families in even the very expensive Bay Area. And it's a model that we want to spread even further. While our businesses are flourishing, we work with a law that is very stifling because the law is built with consumer cooperatives in mind. So, for instance, even though we work together on a day-to-day basis, we have to wait 10 days to have a members meeting because the assumption is that we have our customers spread out along and they're the members. So it makes it we want to be an innovative business, and that's not a very innovative model. I happen to be an attorney, and I get called all the time. I'll be the second or third attorney they've called, and the other ones have told them there's no such thing as a worker co-op because they don't look in the consumer statute for the fine print that says that other kinds of co-ops can use this. So changing the name of the statute and making provisions that were more flexible would help create more jobs, and jobs, as Camille said, that will be rooted in our communities. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other witnesses in support? Are there any witnesses in opposition? We had a letter from two individuals who were in opposition to the bill before it was amended. We have no idea if they still have opposition, so we're assuming there's no opposition since they're not here to oppose. Any questions or comments from committee members? Bill's been moved. You may close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senators. This bill would provide an important economic opportunity tool. It would provide an important wealth-building tool. As we continue to emerge from the Great Recession, we need to make sure that all tools are on the table and all options to help Californians be successful. I respectfully ask for your aye vote. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Bonner. This bill just makes sense to me. It clarifies things that aren't clear, and that's important. With that, the chair will be casting an aye vote and recommends an aye vote and ask the secretary to please call the roll.
Senator Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hull?
Aye.
Hull, aye. Wesso?
Aye.
Wesso, aye. Lara? Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye. We have six.
Please show that passing 6-0. We'll keep the roll open for Senator Lara. Thank you, Mr. Bonta, for your proposal.
Thank you, members.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, senators, and staff.
Now we'll go to the consent calendar. We have one item on consent. It was item number one by Assemblywoman Irwin. It's been moved by Senator Hueso. Please call the roll.
Motion is due pass to Governance and Finance. Senator Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hull?
Aye.
Hull, aye. Wesso?
Aye.
Wesso, aye. Lara? Morrell? Morrell, aye.
Please show the consent calendar passing 6-0 and hold the roll open for Senator Lara. We had heard the Wagner bill, and you're moving. Senator Vidak is moving a bill by Mr. Wagner. Again, on this bill, the chair recommends an aye vote. Please call the roll.
Motion is due pass as amended to appropriations. Senator Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Galgiani? Galgiani, aye. Hull?
Aye.
Hull, aye. Wesso?
Aye.
Wesso, aye. Lara? Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Six.
Show this bill passing 6-0. We'll hold the roll open for Senator Lara. Thank you all for attending. calendar, which is AB 557 by Assemblywoman Irwin. Secretary, please read.
Senator Lara?
Aye.
Senator Lara, aye.
Next is item 2, AB 667 by Assemblymember Wagner. Secretary Reed?
Senator Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye.
And the final item is the third item, AB 816 by Assemblymember Bonta. Will the Secretary please read?
Senator Lara?
Aye.
Senator Lara, aye.
Please call all items passing 7-0 and close the rolls. This meeting is now adjourned.